Welcome back. Hasn't been a hell of a lot for North Melbourne fans to get excited about over the past couple of years, and that's not kicking a club while it's down. That's just the reality. But there's a really good news story coming out of the Kangaroos this weekend, and that is sometimes footy's life's bigger than just footy, and that's been the case for Ben Cunnington. But after a couple of huge bouts of testicular cancer, he's back and he's going to play footy this weekend, which is a great thing. So what a great time to talk to Lee Adams, the North Melbourne caretaker coach. Lee, thanks for your time.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
We're going well. I loved the vision last night. I thought you handled it beautifully. You asked the players to give their thoughts on Ben Cunnington. There are a few more admired at your club.
Yeah, he's a very special person, but also a very special player for our footy club. And we probably haven't understood how important he is to our club and to our team until we've missed him for the last 13 months. So, it's great to have him back.
Just explain how you've missed him in that midfield and what it is that he is able to do that you haven't necessarily been able to replace.
Yeah, I think with our group, obviously we're so young at the moment that he's just that steady head that when you get into the games and when that pressure comes and the game gets into an arm wrestle, he's just there to get that clearance that you need. He normally takes the best stoppage player, comes to him, which frees up a Jai Simpkin or an LDU to get the next best midfielder in there. And, instead we've probably had to thrust LDU and Jai into those roles, probably a little bit premature for their experience. That's probably been the main thing. And just his decision-making and class around the ball is second to none.
He's as clean as anybody going around out there too in terms of how good he is with his hands. Lee, where do you think your club, you've been there, and obviously it's been a traumatic year in some regards for North Melbourne, but where do you think you've made some improvement?
It is a tough one. We think we've got games into players going forward that's going to help. I think that's really important in a rebuild, that you don't want to gift games to players. You want to make sure they earn it. But if it is the opportunity to play younger players that are on an even keel, or maybe even just behind some of the older guys that might not be there for future finals, that we get the experience and the games into them. And we feel like, although the wins haven't come this year, Tom Powell spent more time inside. Bailey Scott's become a pretty decent wingman for us. Paul Curtis. Some of these guys have played some good footy on some good players and will take some experience out of it. Not necessarily this year do you look back and go, that was a successful year or a really improvement year, but hopefully it fast tracks these guys for 2023, 24 and 25.
What's the number one difference between being an assistant coach and a caretaker senior coach, Lee? What's the one thing that you sit back and go, geez, and didn't quite realise this was what was involved?
Oh, I can't believe how many people you have to talk to on a day-to-day basis. the amount of conversations you have with people that you probably didn't think as an assistant coach that you necessarily had to have conversations with them from different departments that basically have nothing to do with football, to be completely honest. And you're a little bit more hands-off, which is not a great thing. I love being out there with the boys and being able to spend that one-on-one time. You probably don't get as much time to do that. But the great thing, you also get to have special moments like yesterday when you're able to tell Ben Cunnington that he's going to play his first game in 13 months. So there's some pros and cons, but I am really enjoying the job at the moment.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we've seen Brendan Bolton go back into the system. We've seen Justin Lepich go back into the system, and they're involved at a club that are flying and they're juggernauts. And unless you're there, you don't know the detail. Don Pike's another. Having had this experience now, can you understand where some coaches are just better suited to being an assistant as opposed to a senior?
Yeah, I definitely can. It doesn't seem to be as much of a technical element to the coaching. You obviously get the final say, but what I've had is really good assistants who have brought the ideas to me and I've more managed the group than coached the group from that point of view. And you can understand why it doesn't work for some guys, because unless you've actually been in the position, you don't really probably understand what is needed outside of just the day-to-day coaching of what happens around a footy club. So you can understand why assistant coaches who haven't been in that position probably can struggle at times. but it's a little bit of an unknown and a risk that probably needs to be taken at some stages.
Do you feel, having stepped into that caretaker role, do you think that you are ready then, or do you now think, oh, hell, there's a couple of other areas of my coaching I need to improve on or I need to get experience in before I would really consider myself to be an AFL coach?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I sort of asked myself that, and I'm still in a stage where only four games in, and I'm still not sure whether what path I do want to go down in the future. But I sort of look at the experience and go, I wonder what experiences you actually need to get. What experience as an assistant coach could you get that's going to help you be a senior coach? I think the only way you get the experience of being a senior coach is being a senior coach. So it's an interesting one when, obviously, our club's talking about it a lot at the moment, that is an experienced coach going to be better for our group, or is it a young guy that comes in for our group? And, you know, we're probably going down a more experienced path at the moment. I can understand that with probably the way we've gone with our last two coaches. But, yeah, I'm not 100% sure of what experiences as an assistant coach you could go back to get that's going to help you become a better senior coach.
Talking to Lee Adams, the North Melbourne caretaker coach. David Noble, when he came into the role and he was talking about Jaden Stevenson and the recruitment, he said, look, I can see this kid playing as an inside mid. You've tried him here, you've tried him there, everywhere. Where do you reckon he's at right now? Where would you predict that he could play out an AFL career right now?
It's a great question, Tim. To be completely honest, I'm still not 100% sure where his best position is. I feel that if we get better as a team quicker, it's going to be as a high half forward. Obviously, Jaden relies on ball movement a fair bit to get involved, handball receives. He's not going to be an inside ball for us or anything like that. And clearly, the way we've been moving the ball this year hasn't helped him get involved. So we've put him to half back to see if we can get a little bit more offensive run out of him. And I think he's been pretty good in that role. Do I see him playing that role long term? Probably not. I think it's a wingman high half forward for us when we become a better team.
And along the same lines, Jason Horne-Francis, first year in, he's had some moments. What's your assessment?
Yeah, I think he's developed pretty well, Jace, to be honest with you. He obviously came in with some really big raps, and we've probably played him as a forward slash mid instead of a mid slash forward. Probably don't think at the moment he's got the tank, which is fine for all first-year guys. He's coming off playing some senior footy, but still only a young kid that probably can't run out a full game at the moment at AFL level. And with the way we've been moving the footy and haven't been getting a lot of inside 50s, he hasn't been able to have a huge impact as a forward. But we've seen moments when he goes through the big field of his attack on the ball, the power, the stuff that got him the number one pick. And for him, it's just going to be about that consistency of pre-seasons over the next 1 to 2 years that's going to allow him to have more of those moments more often as a midfielder who then goes forward at times.
Hey, Lee, last one for us, and appreciate the time. Looking forward, as we said, massively to Ben Cunnington coming back, and I thought the performance against Sydney was really commendable. I was watching the vision around Ben Cunnington and just saw Taron Thomas running around the VFL. What's going on there? Can you help? Is it injury, or is it, where is he at?
Yeah, so Taron had 4 weeks of personal leave off. Probably he would have come back to the club about 3 weeks ago. He unfortunately had a passing away family member back up in Sydney, so he went back up there for 2 to 3 weeks and didn't get much training done, obviously, with being up there. And he's come back, and we just need to get some conditioning into him. He's probably at a little bit of a risk with his power of soft tissue injuries, and then probably his fitness levels at the moment aren't allowing him to play AFL minutes at the moment. So fingers crossed he can go back this week, have another good one. He's been pretty good in the VFL, but we just haven't thought he's been at the level from the conditioning wise to put him back in yet.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate it. Kangaroo fans are loving what you're doing right now. So thanks for your time this morning and good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Lee Adams.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Wasn't he? He was good, wasn't he?
Well, I love the talk about coaching and senior coaching versus assistant coaching, and not every assistant is going to be suited to the senior role. That's clearly and patently obvious. And one of the things he said is, as a senior coach, you've got to deal with everyone. And the thing that perhaps you love most about getting your hands dirty with the players is not what you do as a senior coach. That's more you delegate to the assistants and they do the real sort of pointy end stuff, and you've got to look big picture stuff. And some people are more hands-on than big picture.
Yep, and he was very thoughtful and honest in his answering of those questions too. So, you know, they could do a lot worse than hang on to him as an assistant coach, no matter who they appoint as their senior coach there at North Melbourne.
Yep.